好，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
在上个星期五晚上，小弟借着撒母耳记上跟我们谈到这个约柜被掳。
Last Friday night, I used First Samuel to talk about how the ark was taken。
在这个当时。以色列百姓跟非利士人征战的过程里面。
And this happened when the Israelites were fighting against the Philistines.
那结果在当时这些长老领袖以及这个祭司他们的决定把约柜抬到前线去征战。
The elders and the priests decided to bring the Ark of the Covenant to the front line of the battle.
他们认为也许这样就能够得胜以色列得胜这个非利士人。
They believe that in this way they might achieve victory over the Philistines.
那却没有想到因为这个错误的带领以及祭司的失败不但没有得到这个胜利连象征神同在的约柜也被非利士人所掳走了。
But they could not imagine that because of this wrong thinking and because of the wrongdoings of the priests, that the Philistines would be able to capture the ark.
那结果这个祭司以利还有他的两个儿子何弗尼跟非尼哈同一天死亡。
And the priest Eli and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, all died on the same day.
那这个非尼哈的这个妻子生产的时候也难产而死。
And the wife of Phinehas also died in childbirth.
那最后帮这个新生的儿子取名叫做以加伯，意思就是荣耀离开了以色列。
She named her newborn son Ichabod, which means that glory has departed from Israel.
那神的约柜被非利士人掳走之后
After the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines
这个非利士人兴高采烈的认为他们打了一场大胜战
They joyously believed they had won a great victory
甚至认为是他们所敬奉的这个大滚神的保佑
And they believed that it was due to the protection of their god Dagon.
得胜以色列人他们所敬奉的神。
And so they were able to achieve victory with the help of their god.
那在撒母耳记上的第五章记载的两件事情。
In 1 Samuel chapter 5, it records two things.
第一件事情就是他们把以色列人神的约柜抬进他们偶像庙大滚的庙里面。
The first is that they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the temple of Dagon.
结果发生了这个神秘的事情啊。
And a very mysterious thing happened.
那第二件事就是神的震怒这个降临在约柜所移到的地方。
The second thing is the wrath of God came upon the cities where the ark resided.
所以从这两件事情我们可以看到。
So from these two things we can see.
虽然人会失败但是神从不会失败。
Although man may be defeated, God will never be defeated.
人会丢脸但是神从来不会羞愧的。
Man may be humiliated, but God will never be.
神必然要恢复他自我本身的荣耀。
And he will self-manifest his glory.
而且神并不需要依赖人那一些不可靠的人。
And God does not need to rely on man.
特别当人跟不上神的计划。
Especially when man cannot keep up with God's plans.
不肯来彰显神荣耀的时候。
And when they themselves cannot manifest the glory of God.
神就任凭人失败。
God will not be defeated by man.
哦，那表面上看起来好像神丢了脸。
On the surface, it looks like God was humiliated.
哦，但是啊，神他会自我亲自来荣耀自己的名。
But God will self-manifest and glorify his name.
哦，也借此啊，让百姓从黑暗当中啊醒过来。
And at the same time, he will bring his people out of darkness.
哦，所以谁啊？所以神啊，虽然用了失败啊、哦、来管教他自己的选民。
Although God uses defeat to teach his people.
哦，但是神啊、不允许自己的名被仇敌来亵渎。
But he will not let his name be trampled on by the enemy.
哦，那我们就稍微来看一下啊、这个第五章一到五节这里在大谷庙的啊、这个发生的事情。
So now we will read 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1 to 5, where it records the things that happened in the temple of Dagon.
哦，撒母耳记上五章一节。
1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1.
哦，非利士人将神的约柜从以便以谢抬到雅斯图，二节。
Verse 2.
非利士人将神的约柜抬进大衮庙，放在大衮的旁边，三节。
Verse 3.
清早、啊、次日清早，亚斯图人起来，见大衮扑倒在神约柜前，脸伏于地，就把大衮仍然 立在原处。第四节。
Verse 4.
又次日清早起来，见大衮扑倒在神的约柜前，脸伏于地，并且大衮的头和两手都在门槛上折断了，只剩下大衮的残体。哦、在这里记载着、啊、当非利士人、啊、自以为、哦、得胜、啊、把神的约柜、啊哦、放到他们的偶像庙里面。
Here it records the Philistines in their moment of victory brought the Ark of God into the Temple of Dagon.、
哦、放在他们的、哦、所敬拜的这个偶像假神的旁边去了。
And they put it to the side of their false god.
哦，这个意思就是说啊，啊，我们的神才是主要的神，哦，那以色列的神啊，被我们打败了。
This means that in their eyes, their god is the true god who defeated the god of the Israelites.
哦，却不晓得啊，哦，这个只有以色列人他们所敬拜的才是真正的神，哦，大衮不是神。
But they did not know that only Israel worshipped the true God, and Dagon was a false god.
哦，所以第二天呢、啊，哦，他们发现，哦，他们所拜的这个大衮神呢、啊、的偶像，竟然扑倒在神的约柜面前，脸伏于地啊，好像在跪拜哦以色列的神。
And so the next day, they found out that the statue of Dagon had fallen on its face before the Ark of the Lord as if it was worshipping.
哦，那虽然不晓得到底发生什么，哦，仍然把他们的这个大衮神像还立回原来的地方。
They didn't know what happened, so they just put it back into its place.
哦，但是啊，哦，过了另外，哦，再过一天呢，哦，不但大衮啊，像上一次一样扑倒在神的约柜面前脸伏于地啊，并且哦，这个头啊，还有手啊，都在门槛上折断了。
And so the next day, not only did the statue fall on its face again, but its head and its hands had broken off.
哦，可见啊、哦，这个偶像假神在真神的面前是站立不住的。
So in the face of the true God, the false God cannot stand.
哦，并且是没有存在的价值啊。
And it has no value.
哦，那这边啊，特别哦，让我们看到说，哦，这些啊，非利士人的表现呢。
And here it lets us see what the reaction of the Philistines were.
哦，在第五节那边说啊，说因此哦，大衮的祭司和一切进雅斯图大衮庙的人都不敢踏大衮庙的门槛，直到今日。
In verse 5, it says, Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any who come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day.
哦，他们呢、啊，啊、不敢踏这个庙的门槛啊、哦，因为啊，他们的偶像假神呢、啊，是啊、这个扑倒在这个门槛上面折断的。
They dare not step on the threshold of the temple because this is where their false god was broken.
哦，啊，但是他们却啊、没有进一步啊、去敬拜畏惧那个让大滚扑倒的哦，这个以色列人的真神呢、啊，反而去怕那个庙的门槛。
However, they did not take the next step and begin to be afraid and worship the God that caused Dagon to fall, but instead they were afraid of the threshold.
哦，应当惧怕的神不怕，却怕那个庙的门槛哦。
They did not fear the God that they should fear, but instead they feared the threshold.
哦，实在让人觉得可笑啊。
And it is very pitiful.
哦，同样的，今天呢、啊，有很多人啊、哦，对于神却不知道要敬畏，但是对于其他的事情啊，啊、却非常的惧怕。
And today, there are many people who should fear God, but instead fear other things.
哦，那就像啊，这里的这个亚瑟图人一样的愚昧无知的。
And it is just like the people of in Ashdod.
哦，那神的约柜哦，不单呢、啊。啊、在这个偶像庙里面呢、啊啊，来彰显荣耀，来得胜偶像。
And so, not only did the ark, not only did God achieve glory and victory against Dagon.、
啊、神的约柜啊，也在这个非利士人的各城里头得了荣耀。
But the ark of God also received glory in the Philistine cities.
啊、从这个五章的第六节开始，我们看到神的手、啊、重重加在这些非利士人的身上。
And starting in chapter 5, verse 6, we can see that the hand of the Lord was heavy on the people of Ashdod.
哦，让他们都生了痔疮。
And he caused them to have tumors.
哦，那这个、啊、跟我们、哦所知道这个痔疮是不同的、哦、这个是肿瘤、啊、
And so these tumors are different than what we think of today. It's more similar to the plague.
哦，那如果、哦、从、他们、哦、之后、哦、的这个记载跟回应啊，这个有可能是因为鼠疫所引起的。
And according to the historical records, this may have been caused by rats.
哦，那我们知道、哦、在中古世纪的欧洲啊，哦，曾经啊，哦，这个有黑死病哦，就是鼠疫啊，大大的流行。
And we know that in Europe, there was the Black Death.
哦，造成啊许多的人哦啊都丧命。
And this caused many people to die.
哦，所以啊，在这里哦，很有可能啊，就是神用鼠疫来刑罚他们。
And so here it's likely that God used the bubonic plague to punish them.
哦，所以在亚斯图哦，这个非利士人的亚斯图城的人呢、啊，哦，他们就不敢啊，啊、哦，让神的约柜留在他们那边。
As a result, the people of Ashdod dare not leave the Ark of the Covenant among them.
哦，那哦，主要就是呢，神哦的手重重的加在他们的身上。
Because the hand of God was very heavy upon them.
哦，也就是说神刑罚他们。
Which is to say that God punished them greatly.
哦，所以啊，他们呢、啊、就把哦他们的首领啊都找来了。哦，非利士人呢、啊、就把哈、哦、啊他们其他的非利士首领啊都找来了。
Oh, and so they gathered all the other Philistine leaders.
哎，他们问说啊。那我们像这个以色列、哦、我们神的约柜、啊、要怎么做才好呢
And they were discussing what they should do with the Ark of Covenant.、
哦、结果他们就决定、啊、把神的约柜、啊、运到另外一座城加特去了。
In the end, they decided to bring the Ark to another city called Gath.、
哦、他们也是想要借此来 试试看哦，到底啊，我们雅思图层遭遇到这个事情啊，会不会是一个巧合跟偶然哦？那现在啊，把以色列人啊，他们神的约柜印到别的地方看看。
So they wanted to test if it was just a coincidence that the people of Ashdod experienced this disaster. So they were going to test it by bringing away the ark.
哎，看到底啊，是不是真的哦？是从以色列神的约柜而来的刑罚。
And they wanted to see if it was really caused by the Ark of Israel.
哦，那结果哈，他们把这个约柜啊运到加特尔城去啊，结果也一样。
When they brought the Ark to Gath, the same thing happened.
哦，这个神的手啊，同样加在哦那个加特尔城腓力士人的身上。
The hand of God was very heavy against the people of Gath.
哦，哎，无论大小啊，同样。都长了肿瘤啊。
And both great and small grew tumors.
哦，所以啊，他们又说啊，啊，要把神的约柜再送到另外一座城，叫以格伦的。
And so they said, let's bring the ark again to a different city called Ekron.
哦，就同样的哦，这个以格伦人啊，哦，他们啊、哦、也害怕了。
And the same thing happened, and the people of Ekron were very afraid.
哦，甚至啊，有人啊，因为害怕而死掉的都有。
There was even those that died out of fright.
哦，所以啊，他们呢、啊，于是啊，哦，又把他们的首领哦都找来了。
So again, they gathered all of their leaders.
哦，要他们呢、啊、想办法哈、哦，把神的约柜啊送回原来的地方。
They wanted to find a way to send the Ark of God back to where it came from.
哦，因为他们知道。哦，这个以色列人神的约柜啊，哦，不，并不是啊，哦，他们所想的那样。
Because the ark of the God of Israel was not what they thought.
哦，他们不是说哦，我们的神啊，得胜以色列人的神。
It was not that their gods achieved victory over the God of Israel.
哦，反而啊，哦，为自己啊找来的灾祸。
Instead, they brought a disaster upon themselves.
哦，所以啊，这下子哦，神的约柜啊，就变成烫手山芋啊，没有人敢要了。
And so the ark became something that no one wanted to keep.
哦，要把神的约柜啊，要把它送回以色列那边去了。
And so they wanted to send the ark of God back to Israel.
哦，那他们怎么送呢？
And how did they send it back?
哦，这个就是啊，《撒母记上》第六章的内容啊。
This is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 6.
哦，那第六章啊、哦，一到九节啊，哦，腓力士人呢、啊，啊，他们啊，把这个以色列人的约柜啊送回去。
In 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 1 to 9, the Philistines sent back the Ark of the Covenant.
哦，这个六章的第一节啊。
In chapter 6, verse 1.
哦，说神的约柜啊，在腓力士人之地七个月。
It says, now the ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months.
哦，我们想想看，这个七个月啊、哦，对以色列人来说，对腓力士人来说啊，同样他们都遭受苦难。
And if we think about it, both the Israelites and the Philistines experienced great suffering in these 7 months.
哦，对神的百姓以色列人来说啊。荣耀离开了他们。
To God's people, Israel, it seemed that glory had left them.
哦，失去了神的同在。
They had lost God's abidance.
哦，这个沉浸在这个忧、悲伤跟痛苦里面。
And so they were in great despair.
哦，但是对腓力士人来说，同样也是痛苦啊。
But at the same time, it was also a great suffering for the Philistines.
哦，原本以为啊，哦，把以色列人的哦，这个他们敬拜的这个神的约柜抢来了，是无比的荣耀。
At first, they thought it was a great glory to have taken the Ark of the God of Israel.
哦，那现在才知道说啊，早知道会这样啊，就不应该把以色列人哦的约柜啊夺过来啊。
And now they're saying to themselves, we should have known to not have taken the ark.
哦，现在啊，所有的腓力士人都吃了苦头。
And now all the Philistines had eaten bitter rocks.
所以我们看这七个月，以色列神的选民也好，甚至非利士人也好，同样啊，都接受刑罚。
And so both the Israelites and the Philistines experienced punishment.
这个是神主动，神自己所做的事。
And this is something that God himself had done.
那接下来，这些非利士人啊，他们就说了，找这个，这个他们，这个祭司啦，占卜的人啦，问说要怎么样把这个以色列人，这个神的约柜啊，要怎么送回去啊。
And so the Philistines gathered their priests and diviners to ask them how they should send back the Ark of God.
结果他们决定说啊，不可以哦，这个没有礼貌哦，空空地送回去啊，要给他们哦，要给以色列的神啊，要献赔罪的礼才可以啊。
They said we need to be polite and send the ark back with a trespass offering.
对，我们看看哦，在当时啊，这些非利士人啊，终于知道哦，神是不可以轻慢的。
At last, they knew that God is not someone that you can ignore.
原本以为他们打败的以色列人抢了他们神的约柜啊，是何等的伟大跟风光啊。
To them, to be able to defeat the Israelites and take the ark was a glory.
现在啊，知道这个原来啊，是对神的一种亵渎跟轻慢。
But they now know that it was a sin against God.
所以啊，要献礼物，要赔罪才可以。
And so now they need to give an offering to repay him.
所以他们决定啊，照着非利士的首领的数目，就是他们五座城的这个数目啊，做五个金老鼠跟五个金痔疮的像。
And so they decided to make five golden tumors and five golden rats according to the number, the leaders of the Philistines.
那并且啊，要把荣耀归给以色列的神。
And to give all of the glory to the God of Israel.
并且他们知道不要像以前那些埃及的人和法老一样。
And they knew to not be like the Egyptians and Pharaoh.
要赶快啊，这个把以色列人的神把他送走。
And they need to quickly send away the God of Israel.
如同当时这个埃及人啊，让以色列人离开一样。
Just like the time when the Egyptians finally let the Israelites leave.
所以他们坐了一辆这个新的车子
So they made a new cart.
就是牛车的。
Which is a cart that the cows would pull.
将两只还没有负过轭，而且有乳的母牛套在这个车上。
And so they used two milk cows which have never been yoked to pull the cart.
让这个小牛回家离开母牛。
And they separated the calves from the cows.
我们会看我们看到这个非利士人。
So when we look at the Philistines.
从之前他们把约柜掳回来遭受到灾难。
From before when they brought back the ark and encountered disaster.
他们啊就不断的在做实验。
And they, kept reflecting on it.
在 test 说啊，到底我们所遇到的是不是真的从以色列的神所来的刑罚？
They kept testing if they were receiving punishment from the God of Israel.
还是啊，我们是倒霉啊，偶尔遇到的。
Or they were just very unlucky.
所以他们把这个神的约柜啊。换地方换来换去就是要来试探到底 是不是真的是从神来的刑罚。
And so they kept moving around the ark to test if this punishment was truly from God.
哦，虽然答案很清楚啊，真的是从神来的刑罚。
Although the answer is very clear that yes, it was a punishment from God.
哦，但是我们看到哦，他们是一方面悔改，但一方面还是怀疑啊。
But we can see at in one part they are repenting, but the other part they're still questioning.
哦，就算现在啊，决定要把神的约柜送回以色列地区，他们还是一样这样的态度。
Even though they had decided to send back the ark to Israel, they still had this attitude.
哦，这怎么说呢？
And how is this shown?
哦，从啊他们啊用两只哦从来没有拉过车的哦这个刚生完小牛的母牛啊哦嗯来运约柜就晓得了。
We can see that they are still thinking about this because they used two cows who had never pulled a cart before and had just given birth to pull
a cart. 哦，没有拉过车哦的这个牛啊，他不知道哦啊要往哪里去啊。
Cows that have never been yoked before will not know where to go.
哦，那再加上哦，他刚刚生了小牛。
And on top of that, they had just given birth to calves.
哦，这个动物的天性哦，这个刚生完哦，这个幼崽啊，哦，它的母体哦是不会离开的哦，所以啊，母牛啊是不会丢着小牛不管的。
And it is in the nature of animals to take care of their children when they had just given birth. And so these mother cows would never leave their calves alone.
哦，所以呢，这些非利士人呢，啊，就用违反哦这个动物的本能天性啊，要来试探到底哦这个他们遇到的事情哦，是不是真的是从以色列的神来的刑罚。
So the Philistines were using the nature and instincts of these animals to really test if all these things were caused by God.
哦，那所以他们呢，啊，就把哦这个赔罪的礼啊放在这个车上。
And so they put the trespass offering onto the cart.
哦，把神的约柜啊也放在上面。
And they also put the ark of the Lord on this cart.
哦，然后他们的首领啊就跟着看。
And the leaders kept watching the cart.
哦，如果这个牛车哈、哦、是直行啊、到以色列的境地去的话，那就很明显啊、哦，这个真的是从神所降的灾难。
If the cows walk in a straight line back to Israel, then we know that all this disaster was caused by the God of Israel.
哦，那如果不是的话。哦，那啊，他们是偶然遇到这个事情了，哦，不是啊，从这个以色列的神哦的手的击打。
If not, it was just very coincidental that they encountered these disasters and they weren't being punished by the hand of God.
哦，所以我们可以看到，到这个时候啊，他们还是啊半信半疑呀。
But we can see, even up until this time, they were half believing, half doubting.
哦，这个或许啊、哦，也让我们想起我们自己。
This might remind us of ourselves.
啊、哦，我们很多时候对于神的态度也是这样啊。
Many times our attitude towards God is the same.
哦，真的是从神来的吗？
We think, is this truly from God?
哦，神真的说不可以吗
？Did God really say that we cannot do this?
哎，我们试试看，好，好不好
？Actually, let's test it.
哦，其实啊，这样的态度哦，对神本身就是一种亵渎啊。
This is actually an offense against God.
哦，所以今天啊、哦，有些基督徒并不是不晓得道理。
And so today there are some Christians. It's not that they don't understand the Bible.
哦，不晓得神啊、哦、的这个啊、哦、神的教导。
It's not that they don't understand God's teachings.
而是心里还是存着对神的试探。
But in their heart, they're still testing God.
哦，就像这里的腓力士人一样。
just like these Philistines.
哦，那结果啊，哦，这个，哦，这个，这个，这个牛车啊，哦，直行大道啊，哦，到以色列的伯士麦去了。
And in the end, this cart headed in a straight path towards Beth Shemesh.
哦，而且啊，一面走一面叫啊，不偏左右。
And they were lowing as they went, and did not turn to the right or left.
哦，虽然哦，这个很不愿意啊，我的小牛啊，我要回到我小牛那边，但是好像有一股力量哦，驱使着他们往以色列的伯士麦走。
Even though they were unwilling and wanted to return to their calves, there was a power that guided them towards Beth Shemesh.
哦，跟在后头的这些腓力士的首领啊，哈、哦、哈，一看啊，明白了，这个灾难真的是从以色列的神所降下来的。
The leaders of the Philistines saw this and understood that this disaster was from the Lord.
哦，那这个时候哦，这个神的约柜又重回以色列地。
And so, then at this time, the Ark of God was returned to Israel.
哦，所以可见呢、哦，神不抛弃以色列选民呢，神还是会回来。
And so, God did not abandon the people of Israel, but He will still return to them.
哦，所以今天啊、哦，我们的神呢、啊，啊、哦，从来不会不要我们。
Today, our God. Will never abandon us.
哦，只有人不要神，没有神不要人的。只要我们愿意悔改。
It is only people that do not want God. It is God who, not God who does not want the people.
哦，那这时候神啊，仿佛啊出国比赛得了冠军的选手，荣誉的回国一样。
And so, God returned as if he had won a medal among the nations.
哦。那这个博士麦人呢、啊哦、他们呢、啊、正在收割麦子、哦、看到神的约柜来了就欢喜了。
Now, the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest, and when they saw the ark, they were rejoicing.、
哦、那这个牛车、啊、到了博士麦人、哦、一个叫约书亚的田间、啊、就停下来。
And so, the cart, came and stopped in the field of Joshua.
哦，那在那里有一块这个大的磐石啊，哦哦，就成为他们献祭的地方。
There was a large stone there that became a place of offering.
哦，这一切都是神自己预备的。
Everything was prepared by God.
哦，所以很多时候我们会认为说啊，哎，今天如果神没有我们呢、啊，他成不了事情的。
Today, we might think that without us, God cannot have anything done.
哦，没有我们敬拜他，没有我们哦服侍他啊，没有我们哦侍奉他，神什么都做不了。
If we do not worship or serve or offer him, then he cannot do anything.
哦，其实没有，我们从这里我们看到哦，人根本都没有做任何事情，一切、啊、都是神主动来完成的。
From this, we can see that this is not the case, because man did not lift a hand to do anything, but everything was done by God.
哦，就像主耶稣一样，哦，他道成了肉身来替代我们，哦，来完成救恩呢。
Just like how the Lord Jesus came in the flesh to complete salvation for men.
哦，一切啊都是神主动，一切都是神预备的。
Everything was prepared by God.
哦，所以，哎。神的约柜、哦、象征神同在的约柜又回来神的选民这边了。
So the ark of God and God's abidance returned to his people Israel.、
哦、但是、啊、在这边我们看到、一件、哦、很可惜的事情。
But here we can see another pitiful thing.、
哦、就是第六章19到21节这里。
Which is in chapter 16, verse 19 to 21.
哦，在博士麦这里的人呢、啊，却得罪了神。
The people of Beth Shemesh offended God.
我们看十九节，六章十九节。
Let us look at chapter 6, verse
19. 哦，神因博士麦人擅观他的柜，哦，就击杀了他们七十人， 哦，那时啊，有五万人在那里。哦，百姓因神大大击杀他们，就哀哭了。二十节。
Verse 20。
博士麦人说啊，谁能够在神这圣啊、哦，谁能够在主这圣洁的神面前侍立呢？这约柜啊，可以从我们这里送到谁那里去呢？二十一节。
Verse 21。
于是打发人去见基列耶林的居民说啊，非利士人将主的约柜送回来了，你们下来将约柜接到你们那里去吧。这里记载着啊，这神的约柜啊，啊，回来到博士麦人这里之后啊。
Here it records what happened after the ark was returned to Beth Shemesh.
哦，这些神的选民呢、啊，却做出啊，连非利士人都不敢做的事情。
The people of God had done what even the Philistines dared not to do.
哦，他们擅观神的约柜。
They had opened and looked inside the Ark of God.
哦，从民数记的四章二十节我们知道。
From Numbers chapter 4, verse 20,
哦，神的约柜啊，除了祭司，而且必须啊是亚伦的后裔哦，歌侠的子孙啊，才能够啊，哦，进去去碰触。其他的人都不行。
Only the head priest or the descendants of Aaron could touch the ark.
哦，但是我们看到哈、哦，这个博士麦人哦，这些、啊、以色列人呢、啊，却哦存着这个不敬的心呢、啊，啊、哦，违反了哦这个神圣洁的规定。
But the people of Israel.Of Beth Shemesh, they did not revere God's commandments and broke it.
哦，其实哦，这个之前非利士人用牛车把神的约柜运回来，这本身也是不哦，也是不对的了。
Actually, when the Philistines were using a cart to bring back the ark, this was something that they weren't supposed to do either.
哦，因为神的约柜啊，哦是要祭司。哦、就是人用、哦、这个用扛抬的方法。
Because the ark was supposed to be carried by the priests.、
哦、但是我们、哦、却没有看到、哦、神对、哦、这些非利士人、哦、再有任何的刑罚。
But we do not see God punish the Philistines because of this.、
哦、因为他们毕竟、啊、不是神的选民，他们不知道。
Because they were not the people of God, and they did not know.
哦，所以无知而犯的罪跟故意犯罪，哦，两者是不一样的。
And so, sinning without knowing and intentionally sinning are very different things.
哎，路加福音的十二章四十七节、四十八节。
And Luke chapter 12, verses 17 and 18.
哦，这个四十七节说啊，仆人知道主人的意思。却不预备，又不顺他的意思行，那仆人啊，必多受责打。四十八节。
Verse 48.
唯有那不知道的，做的当受责打的事，必少受责打。哦，因为啊，多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁啊，就向谁多要。哦，在这里告诉我们。
So, here it tells us.
哦，这个因不知道。而做错事情跟知道故意做错、哦、那个是有很大的差别的。
Someone who sinned unintentionally versus someone who knew and still did wrong is very different.、
哦、如果从这个、哦、他们当时分地的记录来看，这个博士麦它是一座祭司的城。
If we looked at how Canaan was split up, Beth Shemesh was actually a city of Levites.
哦，他们不能说啊，他们不知道，不可以哦，擅观神的约柜哦。
They cannot say that they don't know that they can't look into the ark.
他们是祭司城啊，所以他们应该知道。
They are a city of priests, and they have to know.
哦，反而我们看到哦，这个非利士人啊。哦、他们、哦、还不至于、哦对这个神的约柜有任何不敬、的举动。
But on the other hand, we see that the Philistines didn't really try to open the ark.
哦，所以啊，今天呢、啊，越是接近神的人哦，更应当要谨慎小心。
So today, those who are closer to the Lord must be more careful.
哦，当日啊、哦，这个大祭司啊，据说他们一年一次进到至圣所去啊，身上还要绑一根绳子进去的。
Once a year, when the head priest goes into the inner tabernacle, they had to tie a rope to them.
哦，因为啊，啊、哦，这个至圣所只有大祭司才可以啊、哦、进去 ，Holy Holy 啊、哦。
Because only the head priest can go into the Holy of Holies.
哎，啊、哦，那万一啊，他不圣洁，被击杀在啊、哦，被神击杀在这个至圣所里头啊，哎，别人不能够进去呀、啊，所以啊，就啊。哦这个拉着绳子、哦、他身上绑的绳子把他拖出来、啊、
If the priest was unholy and God struck him down, the other people can't go in and take him out. So the rope was used to drag the body out.
哦，所以、啊、这个、哦、有这么一说了、哦、不知道是真的假的了、哦、
And so this is something that we hear about. We're not sure if this is true or not.
哦。所以啊，在这里我们看到神同样的啊，为了他的圣洁啊，也刑罚了啊他的子民，就是不是外人。
So, we can see that God was self-manifesting His holiness and glory against the people of Beth Shemesh.
哦，但等我们在这里接下来看到啊，这些神的选民的表现啊，却跟非利士人一模一样。
You can see the reaction of the Israelites was the same as the Philistines.
哦，把神的约柜啊当成灾祸。
They treated the Ark of God as a disaster.
哦，之前非利士人把神的约柜当成灾祸，现在啊，神的选民竟然也把神的约柜看作是灾祸。
Before it was the Philistines. But now it was God's chosen people who considered the ark a disaster.
哦，所以在这边我们看到，不肯顺服的神的选民，跟那些不认识神的外邦人呢、啊，几乎没有什么两样。
From this we can see that the chosen people who do not revere God are no different than the Gentiles.
哎，哦。不肯承认自己的错
，They do not recognize their own wrongdoing.
哦，反而啊，还怪神哦，这个太严格了，哦，神太圣洁了。
But instead, they blame God for being too strict and being too holy.
哦，急着啊，哦，要把神送走。
And they quickly want to send God away.
那这样的表现跟非利士人有什么不一样呢？
What difference is this reaction with the Philistines' reaction?
哦，所以约柜回到伯士曼人中间呢、啊，就等于是神的荣耀再次回到他们中间。
And so the ark returning back to Beth Shemesh was God's glory returning to them.
哦，结果啊，他们啊、哦、却不荣耀神，而受到神的管教。
But they did not glorify God and instead received God's punishment.
哦，马上就认为啊，哇、哦，在神的面前呢、啊、是一种麻烦的事情啊，神的约柜在他们当中啊是一件可怕的事情啊。
And their immediate reaction was, it's very annoying to have to stand before the ark and something very scary.
哦，急着啊，不想要神呐、啊。
And very quickly they did not want God anymore.
哦，这个让我们想起。啊、主耶稣、哦、这个马可福音的第五章那边、哦、主耶稣到了格拉森
And this reminds us of when in Mark chapter 5 Jesus arrived at Gadarenes、
哦、把一个被群鬼所附的人、啊、身上的鬼赶走了
He cast out demons from a demon-possessed man
哦，那但是哦，这些鬼啊，却附在哦这些 附近的猪群上面哦，跑到海里头淹死。
But these demons entered a herd of swine and ran into the sea where they drowned.
哦，结果这个事情哦，让这个格拉森合成的人都出来啊，求耶稣赶快离开他们。
This situation caused the people of Gadarenes to come up and beg Jesus to leave.
哦，你来救一个人啊，我们就要损失2000条猪啊。那你多救几个人，那我们不就破产了？
You come and save one man, and we lose 2,000 swine. If you save more men, then we will be broke.
哦，却不想说啊，主耶稣能够让那个被群鬼所附人得平安，难道主耶稣没有能力啊，让格拉森人啊，能够哦，他们的损失得到补偿吗？可以啊。
They did not think that, oh, Jesus had the power to give peace to a demon-possessed man. He surely has the power to replenish their swine.
哦，却是急着啊，哦，要把主耶稣撵走。
Instead, they quickly want to push Jesus away.
哦，今天啊，有些基督徒也是这样。
Today, there are some Christians who are like this.
哦，为了道理啊，吃了一点亏啊，受了一些亏损。
Because of the truth, they receive some suffering.
哦，就急着啊，好像啊跟耶稣打架一样。
And they very quickly appear like they want to fight Jesus.
哦，马上就不要神了。
They immediately don't want God anymore.
哦，就像当时的这个格拉森人，也像啊，哦，这里的博士麦人一样。
Just like the people of Gadarenes and Beth Shemesh.
哦，结果啊，吃亏的还是自己耶。
In the end, they are the ones who will receive suffering.
哦，所以我们在如果我们再去查考哦，就发现说啊，神哦祝福这些基列耶林的人哦，因为啊他们接纳了神的约柜。
If we continue to study 1 Samuel, we'll see that the people of Kirjath-Jearim actually received many blessings from God because they were willing to house the ark.
哦，而格拉森人呢，这个博士麦人呢，却失去这样的福气了。
And the people of Beth Shemesh gave up this blessing.
哦，所以我们从这个约柜哦，被掳到腓力士地。
So, from the ark being captured to Philistine.
哦，那神啊，在这个他乡外邦的地方啊，自我荣耀。
God self-manifested his glory in the Gentile country.
哦，而且啊，哦，光荣的回到自己选民的地方。
And he returned in glory to the land of his chosen people.
哦，但同样的。哦，神哦仍然持守他的这个荣耀跟圣洁。
And so, God self-manifested his own glory and holiness.
哦，对于啊那些哦这个轻慢哦擅观哦这个违反哦神圣洁的这些选民，同样神也是哦会管教。
God will also punish those who disobey God's commandments.
哦，所以啊，神是自我荣耀的神，无论对哦腓力士人也好，对以色列选民更是。
And so if God manifests himself against the Philistines, he will also do so against the Israelites.
哦，那今天也盼望我们也都能够啊让我们的神能够得荣耀。而且啊，我们能够同享他的荣耀。
And so I hope that today we can allow God to manifest his glory and also be partakers of his glory.
哦，求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
May God help us all.
哦，那我们现在哦，时间的关系，我们就直接来祷告。
Now, because of time, we will pray.